For music lovers in southern and central Indiana, this summer's IU Jacobs School of Music's Summer Music Festival will certainly be something exciting. In addition to the numerous chamber music concerts being presented throughout the summer, the orchestra and the opera programs are gearing up for an exceptional series of performances. Let's begin with the summer opera, a work by Adam Goidel, The Light in the Piazza. I spoke with Maria Levy.
And I'm the executive administrator of the IU Opera and Ballet Theater. For one thing, we've been trying to get the rights to do this since 2005, so we were very excited to be allowed to do this show.
It's a love story set in Florence, Italy, with some twists and turns along the way, of course. Although Levy assured me that there's a happy ending. This is the collegiate premiere of The Light in the Piazza, a tradition at the Jacobs School.
Well, Dean Richards thinks that it's very important for IU Opera to do premieres. It puts us at the forefront of what the industry is doing. I think it's important that we bring what is happening in New York, not only for our students to do, but also for our community.
Some familiar names behind the scenes. So Vince Liotta is going to be the stage director, David Higgins, set designer, costume designer, but the conductor might be a new name to some.
Yeah, the conductor is Dan Riddle, and actually he was the assistant conductor on the Broadway production.
Dan Riddle leading a cast of students in The Light in the Piazza. You can catch those performances on July 31st, August 1st, 7th, and 8th. Now, it's the orchestra's turn, the aspect of the festival that gets me most excited. I met up with the guy who knows all about the Summer Orchestra Series.
My name is Tom Willigman. I am the executive administrator of instrumental ensembles and special performance activity for the Jacobs School of Music.
He spoke with me about the makeup of the two summer orchestras. In the festival orchestra, it's a mix of professionals from all over the country and Jacobs School of Music faculty members. They're sitting in the principal chairs. And then filling out the sections are students. Willigman explained how this is a very real-life musical experience.
In the preparation of a summer, we have our festival orchestra, which we try to treat as a professional situation. We limit the numbers of rehearsals, and therefore the students and the principal players who may be faculty or guests alike realize they see the light at the end of the tunnel very quickly. It has to be ready now. The symphony orchestra, on the other hand, is where we maintain our status and our stance as a pedagogical institution. And we allow Mr. Colnott to come here in the summer. He'll be here virtually all summer to present two concerts.
The symphony orchestra is the student-manned orchestra, and those two concerts will be taking place on July 14th and August 11th. Cliff Colnott is a regular guest at the Jacobs School of Music, coming down from Chicago, where he is the principal conductor of the Civic Orchestra. Music of Ravel, Hindemith, Tchaikovsky, and Schubert on those concerts. Speaking of repertoire, for the festival orchestra, there are some standards and some definite crowd pleasers, but there are also some surprises. In the first festival orchestra concert on July 2nd, conductor David Robertson, who is the music director of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, he'll present music by Danish composer Carl Nielsen. Now, that's not a name that generally pops up on orchestra programs.
Yeah, Nielsen IV, The Inextinguishable. David Robertson is wonderful with this type of literature that's a little off the beaten path. We're also doing Sibelius' Sixth Symphony. Well, everyone does five. Everyone does two. Let's do six. And you'll hear something very interesting this summer with a piece that's not played very often. And I think what everyone will agree with is that it should be. And you pair that with the Fantastique of Berlioz. Oh, talk about a way to end the summer. Wow, we'll bring the house down with that one.
That's the concert on August 8th. The conductor for that program is a new name to the IU Summer Festival. And I'll let Mr. Willigman introduce him.
Giancarlo Guerrero. He's exciting. He's enthusiastic. He is the music director of the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. But as importantly, he is guest conducting around our continent a great amount with orchestras like Philadelphia, the National Symphony in Washington, D.C., the Cleveland Orchestra. He is someone that I believe is on the verge of some wonderfully great things. And then in the middle, you have Mario Vinzago with a real, I guess I call it a war horse program, Night on Bald Mountain, huge brass parts, followed by Till Eulenspiegel, where every brass player, every woodwind player, the strings, everyone better be able to play lots of notes and play them fast. Then you have La Mer of Debussy and La Valse by Ravel to finish the program. This is a program right up Mr. Vinzago's alley. It'll be a ball.
A name familiar to Indiana music fans, Vinzago is the music director of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. You can see that war horse of a program on July 23rd. Some exciting concerts to look forward to this summer as part of the IU Jacob School of Music's Summer Music Festival. You can find a complete listing of all the festival events at www.music.indiana.edu. And keep an eye out on our website for updates throughout the summer, wfiu.org/events.